April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Elliot Short Parks, James Seltzer with you. And yet again, it's a beautiful day in Philadelphia. Well, beautiful day when we get to talk about Eagles practice right now. But yeah, a little smoky out there. So they were in the bubble today.
Yeah, it was a bittersweet day, I would call it today.
Well said.
It was very fun to be able to go watch practice. As you know, practice is my favorite. Watching it is my happy place, my favorite part of the job. But it's also the last day. Today is the last time we will see this team up until training camp, end of July. So they're going to have 6 weeks off. Sirianni took some time during practice today to kind of huddle the team up and give them his off-season message of, you know, he talked about it in his press conference too, but stay in shape, come back in the best shape of your life, those type of things. So it was exciting to watch him practice, but I mean, now I got 6 weeks of basically nothing to do but convince you Christian Ellis is going to take N'Kobe Dean's job. So
there'll
be a lot of that.
No, there will not be. I will not allow it. I will fight you to the death on it.
Christian Ellis is having a good camp.
Seven on sevens. As we have discussed in the past, I know you love it going to practice, and it's the best, but like OTA practices, and you know I put less stock in practice performance than you do, and I think on certain counts we've both been proven right, but as far as it goes, when they're not wearing pads at all, like, and they're doing seven on sevens, like, it's not football, it's not the same thing. Well, like, they're just working on stuff, so like I want to hear about guys, I want to hear about like battles and stuff. But personally, like, there's nothing you're going to say to me that's going to like sway my opinion on anything. You know what I mean?
And that's probably a good ground to take to have about it. I would rather take the off season, the OTA roller coaster, you know, ride.
I know. I do the exact same thing with Fritz every year, and Fritz is more wrong than you are.
But well, obviously, every
year with spring training, I'm always like, don't overreact to it. Every year we see the same thing. Like, this happens every year, and every year he's like, ooh. And then he's wrong. So, you know.
So there'll be a couple of things we'll talk about. We'll talk about Jalen. I got, of course, as you know, got the stats right here. We'll go
as expected.
Our N'Kobe Dean bet aside, let me give you my Christian Ellis pitch on what I've seen from him.
Okay, good.
So last year, obviously, he comes in at the end of the year, impact special teams player is probably tough, but he did step in and they had a few games where they were better than they have been throughout the year. So he's definitely going to make the roster as a special teams guy. But what stood out to me about Christian Ellis and seven on sevens is, I mean, he is just making plays. And I don't mean this as a outright shot at N'Kobe, but Christian Ellis has made more eye-opening plays in the 2 days of OTAs this year than N'Kobe made all last training camp. And I'm just using that to emphasize that he is really standing out. He is in a position where he is going to have to do that to get on the field. N'Kobe and Nicholas Moreau, they are the starting linebackers unless they lose those jobs. Christian Ellis has to earn his playing time, and he is doing a good job out there. I've been impressed by what I've seen. His interception last week, jumped is probably strong. Marcus Mariota threw a pass and he jumped up and got it. It wasn't like right to him, but he did, you know, he had to make a nice play. So he caught that last week. Today, he jumps a Jalen Hurts route, picks him off. Now, it's only 7-on-7, so it's hard to say. But in 7-on-7 world, it would have been a pick six. He was gone down the sideline. And then he had – it was. And then he had a really nice pass breakup on another pass. So while I agree with you that 7-on-7 in OTAs is not where the team is made, it's not where you – whatever. Like, making instinctual plays in the passing game, I think, is a positive sign in 7-on-7s, especially
for
somebody
running the ball. But they're not.
No, I know. But I'm saying he's jumping.
So there's no threat. You're just waiting for a pass. You're watching eyes, like the Jalen Hurts stats and defensive stats and OTA. Like, they just mean like nothing to me.
But I'm just saying, literally, impressive plays. He is making impressive plays.
Look, I think it makes me more sure that he's going to make the roster.
Oh, he's definitely.
Maybe he'll fight for some defensive snaps and can earn his way on the field and play better. But look, we've talked about N'Kobe. I've said this to you multiple times. I'll continue to say it. And it goes back to my Jalen Hurts corollary, which I was proven correct about at least last training camp. Like, I think there are certain guys who just need to be on a football field in a football game for it to be the best version of themselves.
He could be one
like,
of those.
N'Kobe's whole thing is he's a smart football player, reads the plays, this, that. Like, it's like, this is OTA 7-on-7, like just passing drills. Like, it's not football.
And I might have to just accept the fact that I'm going to be labeled a N'Kobe hater.
Well, you like, already are. The fact that you're making, you literally came out of an OTA practice of 7-on-7 saying Chris Nell's going to take N'Kobe's
job.
Dude,
I'm just letting you know. But
you understand why. Yes, you should be labeled a N'Kobe hater. You're probably the N'Kobe hater.
Yeah, unfortunately, I am because I like N'Kobe, and I do. I'm rooting for him. I want him to do well. I'm just saying that Christian Ellis is really standing out in these two practices. So in a position where, again, N'Kobe has the green dot, I think he is going to be the starting linebacker week one, snap one. There is a lot of uncertainty at that position. So the N'Kobe thing aside, I think fans should listen to this and be encouraged by the fact that there is a linebacker out there making really good plays because there is a lot of turnover at that position.
Sure. Look, I think it's more likely that N'Kobe Dean's a starter than Nicholas Morrow is a starter. Is it Morrow or Moreau? You keep saying Moreau. I assumed it was Morrow.
Oh, I mean, I could definitely be wrong. Also,
okay, I didn't know if he said it or something, and you knew for sure. That's why.
Well, interesting side note.
I mean, trusting you with the pronunciations.
I was going to say, yes, exactly. But interesting side note, Nick Sirianni today was talking about the receivers, and we'll talk about something he said about Quez, but he talked about Olamide Zaccheaus, and guess what he called him?
Did he call him Oz or Oze?
No, but he called him OZ. So
OZ, okay, that counts.
We might have to reconsider. But
we said Oz or OZ. I was good with either one. You know.
Also, there is 100% chance that he is calling him OZ because he cannot pronounce his name.
Oh, I mean, Sirianni is definitely not a pronounce names guy.
He is not like a learn.
Yeah,
well, I will say from a connection standpoint, maybe, but he's definitely
sure
for that reason.
Yeah, but he's, you know, Nick is not a wordsmith.
No, well, today,
and he's gotten much better. Like we've talked, I actually think he's really good in press conferences, but he's not like he's not a vocab guy. He's not like an Ivy League speaker. He's not going to blow you away with his vocabulary or his pronunciations.
And look,
but, you know, if you listen to what he's saying, it's pretty wise usually.
And honestly, I will never blow people away with my pronunciation or vocabulary. So it was funny today in the Nick Sirianni press conference before practice, he was asked about how Sean Desai said he wants the defense to have like a palpable feeling of the offense being afraid of them in the stadium.
Did he say what's palpable mean?
He did. What's palpable mean? And at first people were just kind of like, you know, like, oh, that's
and
funny.
He's like, seriously?
Yeah, so I do think he probably knew. I think palpable is a word you hear enough.
Most people know the word palpable.
I think he was probably being funny about it, but it was a and he also brought up again how you know, people made fun of him in that introductory press conference. He kind of took a little bit of a victory lap because he was talking about like things they stress, and he was like, "We want to be physical, but we also want to be smart." And he's like,
"Smart."
You know, yeah, he's like, everyone made fun of me in that introductory press conference about smart. You know, doesn't look so bad now, does it? So it was a little bit of a
I love that. I do too. It's something we've talked about with Nick a ton, and we love his the teaching and the connectivity and the culture building the most about him. But, you know, we also love his competitiveness. We've talked about that. Like, and that is such a sign of it. It's, you know, everyone talks about Tom Brady, you know, and the people who are drafted before him and all that kind of stuff. Amon St. Brown last year, that video going around, if you nickname all the receivers drafted before him, like, oh, it's stuff like same idea right here. Like, this is Nick Sirianni remembering that moment, remembering and saying, like, all right, look at me now. Like, the competitive flair coming out, and I love it. He deserves it. You know, and you got to keep winning, but he deserves it.